Pickford, both teams undefeated, 12-0.
Hard to go against Pickford. Pickford absolutely dismantled Augrey Sims last week by 30 points. Morris is on a nice little run representing the NCTL, which we're glad about, but there's no way that I could go against Pickford in this game, and I think Pickford wins big.
Just keep in mind, Augrey Sims destroyed Deckerville. I mean, I'd use that word not lightly. They destroyed Deckerville, single-handedly picked him apart, and then Pickford destroys Augrey Sims on top of that. Certainly makes sense. Morris having a pretty smooth route all the way there, winning quite handily in their games, but this Pickford team is very tough, and I hope Morris stays in it, maybe even pulls up the upset, but it definitely, I pick Pickford as well.
Moving on to Division II, these would be the smaller eight-player schools. Rapid River at 9-3 going against Onicom, whatever you want to call it. That kicks off at 2 p.m.
Rapid River just plays a tougher schedule. That UP schedule that they play, they have three losses, but those are all quality losses. Rapid River is really caught fire during the playoffs. Even though the playoff points would say it would point to Onekama, I'm going to go with Rapid River just by strength of schedule. This is the third time they've been to the game, but they have not been able to cash one in. Third time's a charm for Rapid River.
You took the words right out of my mouth. This is an experienced, a veteran team that has been made postseason runs. I like Rapid River in this game as well.
All right, moving on to Division 7, the team that beat Cass City and Lakers, New Lothrop. They're playing in Clare today, kicking off at 1 p.m. against Lake City, who's 12-0. New Lothrop's only loss would be to 11-1. 11-1, Traverse City, St. Francis, their only loss.
Yo, give me New Lothrop all day long. What they did last week finally put them on the map and said, hey, New Lothrop has turned the corner. This team's legit. They beat the two-time defending state champion, Pomona Westphalia, and did it in kind of comeback fashion with all the athletes that we've seen them use against Cass City and Lakers early on in the playoffs. I just think just too many weapons for New Lothrop. They get to the title game, and I think they win this one fairly easily.
They've toughened up. This team has been able to be, if you were physical with them, they could not handle it. They have answered that bell. They still have athletes all over the place, and I believe they're on a collision course, which should be a fantastic state championship game with Madison Heights Madison.
All right, and of course, like Dave said, Madison Heights Madison, 12-0, playing on Cassopolis, and the winner, of course, New Lothrop Lake City, and Cassopolis and Madison Heights Madison. That one's in Jackson today at 1.
I don't see any way Madison Heights Madison loses this game. If you look at what the schedule that they played, it's all Class A and B opponents. Every opponent that they've faced is bigger than them. The playoff total that they have for points is 101, which is insane for a Division 7 school. Madison Heights Madison rolls on its way to the championship game.
Right. Keep in mind, when we first saw the bracket, we went, ooh, Madison Heights Madison and Pomona Westphalia could be a really nice game. Well, New Lothrop go ahead and beat Pomona Westphalia, so insert them into that game. But I just think that New Lothrop, it's going to be great for them to get to Ford Field, but I think they have a tall task to upset Madison Heights Madison. That team is legit.
And moving on to Division 8, of course, Breckenridge and Harbor Beach on this side. Two taking Breckenridge, two taking Harbor Beach. The winner of today will either play Holton, who's 7-5, or Redding, who's 12-0. That game's in Harper Creek, Michigan.
Well, interesting about Holton. You talk about backdooring your way into the playoffs. They lost three straight games to make the playoffs, but then caught fire. And that's the beauty of these MHSA playoffs. The regular season, as long as you can get in, doesn't matter, and you win each week, and here they are in the semifinals, but they are up against a juggernaut with Reading. Reading has they've scored over 600 points. They still haven't allowed 100 points. I think this nice little story for Holton comes to a screeching halt today.
Right. It's one of those things where, think New York Giants a few years back when they barely limped into the playoffs and then and ended up winning the Super Bowl. I mean, in Holton's case, it's kind of the same way. They were the last team in, and don't tell them that they're a bad team. If we win, we get to keep playing, and they've done that, and that's a credit to them. It's a really nice story, but Reading is probably the team to beat in Division 8, and I think 2 and 3 around the field here in front of us, so I think Reading will be waiting for the winner of this game.
And, of course, the predictions are in. Dave Hansen taking Harbor Beach by 6, 27-21. Mike Gallagher taking Harbor Beach 20-12, an 8-point victory, according to Mike Gallagher. Paul P. Adams takes Breckenridge by 14, 26-12. And Doug Cole taking Breckenridge 34-14, a 20-point victory for the Breckenridge Huskies. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at those Breckenridge Huskies who have not lost this entire season. Coming in today at 12-0. Both teams trying to punch a ticket to Ford Field on Thanksgiving weekend, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom that has 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the new Ruger AR-450 and exclusive Motto 77 Hawkeye 450. Your choice, only $799.95. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth has the most beautiful designs and reliability from Decora and Cambria. Get ready for the holiday season with a new kitchen or bathroom and save even more at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. Get that kitchen or bathroom you have always dreamt about.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Listening to the WLW Sports Network. It's the state semifinals in Division 8 between the Breckenridge Huskies and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Hello from Chesapeake, Michigan. They received about 6 to 8 inches of snow yesterday. They had to bring out the volunteers like Lambeau Field, clean out the bleachers, plow the field, and it's a beautiful day for football. Let's take a look at those Breckenridge Huskies. And there comes a point in the playoffs when we start meeting the real deal, those undefeated teams that just seem to have it. The Breckenridge Huskies are starting to look like they have it. Chris Robinson in his sixth year as head coach for Breckenridge, and he has done a complete 180 with this program and moving in the right direction. In his first 3 years, the Huskies were averaging just 3 wins a season, including an 0-9 campaign in 2015. In the last 3 years, Breckenridge has now just lost 3 games altogether. They enter today at 12. 12-0.
He's absolutely done a fantastic job. 6 years as head coach. He's 38-23. He's winning 62% of his games, which is not too bad, considering there's an 0-9 in there in 2015. But 9-1 in 2016, obviously 12-0 here today. And I think one of the important factors you got to mention in there is that in 2016, they switched from the Tri-Valley West with Ithaca and company, and now they're in the Mid-State Activities Conference, the MSAC they call it, with Coleman and Merrill's in that conference, and it seems to have benefited the school.
Some could say the reason Breckenridge is 12-0 in the season is because they're in a weak conference, but like I said,